Okay. Tomorrow, special installment of Daf Yomi at night, as the Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Ein Rina Shel Torah Ela Balayla. It's a special limud that can be done at night. So any of you listening out there might listen to it every night. So you might have, I don't know what the Rambam would say, if the Maisa HaLimud was done by day and the Shmias HaLimud was done at night. I'm not sure if the Razei Torah revealed to the listener, if the Maisa was done by day. I'm not sure. But either way, now, tonight we have this chus on this last night of Tavshin Samach Zayin to be Osik Batorah B'tzibur. And we pick up on Dav Yud Amabez in Maseches Ksubis. We are up to the Amar Rav Chana, which is the fifth line of the Gemara on after the Mishnah on the Yud Amabez. Just I ended this morning with mentioning the Ritva Derech Agav, where the Gemara says, does the Torah ever allude to anything that's happening in the future? How could you say it says an Almana in the Torah, and it's referring to the fact that the Almana, the widow, is going to get 100 later on, the Kana Drabanan? So the Torah says, yeah. The Gemara says, yeah, sometimes it happens that, you know, Ashur didn't come about until later, and you see it still refers to it. So I mentioned the Ritva. I just wanted to bring in the Lashon of the Ritva. Ritva and Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin, where the Ritva discusses what an Asmachta is. Sometimes you have the word Asmachta. It's just an Asmachta. Just an Asmachta. So is it just an Asmachta, or it's an Asmachta? So the Ritva holds up the latter. It says the Ritva, Shekol Mash Yishlo Asmachta in a Pasuk, Heyir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sheroi Lasos Kein. Hashem really feels that he wants this law to be law. Ela Shelo Kavu Chova U'Masru L'Chachamim. He just didn't set it as an obligation, and he left it open for the rabbis. V'zeh Davar Barer V'Emes. V'lo K'Divrei HaMafarshim HaAsmachtos Shu K'Derech Simin. Oh, it's just a simin. It's just a simple mnemonic that has no substance. Says the Ritva, Chas v'shalom, v'lo shekavadat haTorah l'ka, Chas v'shalom, ishtaka adam v'lo yomar, shezu des minus. He said that's apikarsus. And therefore, every asmachta, every remez, is something that is very basic, and the Torah definitely had it in mind, all the dinim drabanan, that would crop up in the future. He's alluding to a line in the Pirush Mishnayos of the Rambam, which seems to say asmachta is just a hint. It's not clear that the Rambam really holds that way. But either way, the Ritva is clear in Rosh Hashanah that Asmachta is also an example of something that's going to be kick in later on in history. Okay, so now let's get back to finishing up the a few lines of Agadata until we get to the Sugya on the next staff of Ger Katan. Okay, the Omar Rav Chana. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about the sixth line of the Gemara. From Rav Chana Bagdata, Rav Chana from Baghdad, said, Matar, rain, does many things. Mashke, Marve, Umezabel, Umaadin, Umamshech. It waters, Merave, it satiates. Umezabel, it fertilizes. Maadin, it makes delicate. Umamshech, and it causes to grow, causes to be mamshech, causes to continue the garden. Amarava barav Yishmal, Vitamer of Yemer Bashalmiya, Maikra. How do you know that the rain does all this? Because the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Tzlameha, Rave, Naches, Kedudeha, Berevivim, Tmogegna, Tzimcha, Devarech. So again, the Pasuk alludes, Rashi explains how every part of the Pasuk alludes to one of the things rain does. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Mizbeach, Maziach, Umazin, Mechabiv, Mechaper. What does the Mizbeach do? Meziach, it removes Chet, Mazin, by bringing Karbanis. Mazin, what's Mazin? Rashi says it's from the word Zon. It's b'schus the karbanos, the world is sustained. That's what it means. The mizbeach sustains the world. Rashi says, "Shaha karbanos ba'in min hamazon v'garmen lo bracha." Right, that whatever you use as a karban, whatever you use to serve as Hashem, so Hashem's going to give you a bracha with that item. So if you give food to Hashem, Hashem's going to give you food. You give animals to Hashem, that's going to cause bracha to come to the world. That's mazin, mechabev, it makes us love to Hashem, karbanos. And mechaper, and it also is mechaper. It atones. So they ask the Gemara, "Haina mechaper, haina meziach." Meziach means removing the sin, so it's the same thing. In Yonah Dioma, Rosh Hashanah coming up, meziach gzeros to mechaper avonos. No, meziach means it removes any evil decrees, and it's mechaper on the sins. Next, again, the same person talking. V'yamar Avchana Bagdata, tamarei dates. We're in the Yonah Dioma of eating new fruits. And all various different types of fruits. Just as an aside, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, I think I mention this each year, Shlomo Zalman says, you're allowed to say the hiratzos even if you don't have the fruit. You know, you're allowed to say, I hope I have a lot of mitzvahs, even if you don't have a pomegranate in front of you. You know, one is allowed to say that. You're allowed to say, I hope our enemies get cut down, even if you don't have a leak. So you're allowed to go through all the hiratzos. You don't die. Okay, if you have it, it's a nice, it's a simmon. It's based on early sources. But again, one is allowed to say the hiratzos, maybe without Shem and Malchus, but you're allowed to say the hiratzos even without having the objects in front of you. Tamarei, Meshachnon, Misavon, Mishal Shalon. tomorrow, what did Tamarim do? Meshachlan, it heats up your body. Mesavan, it satiates you. Meshalshalan, it also acts as a diuretic. Ma'ashran, makes you strong. Velo mafankam, and it does not make you a mufunak. It doesn't make you not be able to handle other foods. Amarav, speaking of dates, achal tamarim al yorif. Somebody eats dates, they can't paskin. Tates has a type of mishacher power. Doesn't really make you drunk, but it makes you somewhat not be able to focus, and therefore one is not allowed to paskin after eating dates. Tosas points out, bottom Tosas, Dimaraskal Amar Rav, that if you look at Mesechus Krisus, Rav says the halacha is like a Malazar, that when you walk into the Beis HaMikdash, you're only chayev after you drink wine. Right now, allowed to walk in shikur. Right now, allowed to walk in drunk. Tosfos says there's a difference between paskening and kedusa lamikdash. Kedusa lamikdash has a higher standard. V'yesh lomar avagav de lamachayv al bias mikdash asa laharos. Still, paskening is something that might include more, and therefore it's asa to paskin, even though you wouldn't be chayiv for kedusa lamikdash in this case. So Rav says eating dates you can't paskin. Meisvei, is this really true? Tamarim shachris va'arvis yafos, eating dates in the morning and at night are good. But mincha ra'os, eating them mincha time is not good. But saharayim ain kamosan, if in the afternoon, nothing like them. Umavat lo shlosh dvarim, and dates get rid of the following three things: machshava ra, v'choli me'ayim v'tachtonios. Right, bad thoughts. Choli me'ayim, I guess because it said it was a diuretic, so it gets out all of the things that are causing stomach problems. V'tachtonios. So you see, what's the kasha? You see, dates are good. So why shouldn't you be able to paskin? Aren't dates good? So where it says there's no stira. Mi amrina de lo malu. Who says they're not good? Aluye malu, they're good. Ulafishai tatirda, but at the moment they're good for you in terms of nourishment, in terms of sustaining you. But at the moment it's matzrid your das; it makes you not be able to focus, and therefore you can't paskin. Midi dehavi achamra, like wine. Damaran rashas rabbis yain al yore, just like wine, you can't paskin right away, even though there might be some positive attributes to wine. What's the good question? What's the difference between mincha and tzaraim? I was trying to look around to see if there's any diuk, if you could say, you know, mincha gedola, mincha katana. I didn't see any of them first. I should pick it up here. We know there's a general machlokas. What's the chadchila, mincha gedola or mincha katana? The Rambam and the Rashi and the Tur get into it, whether it's better if you have a choice. Zriza makdim al mitzvahs, that's why you would daven mincha gedola. The Rambam says, no, it's better to daven mincha katana because it's connected to the carbon. Tavash ben Arbayim was brought late in the afternoon. So that's a general machlokas. I was looking around if anybody talked about it here. Might be. I just didn't see. I didn't see anyone mention it. Or the other answer to the stira is it depends if you eat the dates before or after your meal of bread. Damar Abaya, as Abaya says, my mother told me, and whenever Abaya many times quotes his nurse mother because he was did not have parents. Tamari mekami nama kinargalidikula. If somebody eats dates before bread, it's like throwing wood to the fire. It's not good. Basar nama ki avra ladasha. But if you eat it after bread, it's like putting a lock on a door. It makes it solid. And just because the word dasha came up, so the Gemara throws in a few etymological notes. Dasha, why is dasha a door called a dasha? Amarava derech sham. That's the way to go. Derech sham, the way to go in is through the door. Darga, why is a darga a step called a darga, a ladder? Amarava derech gag. That's the way to get to the roof. Purya, why is a bed called a purya? Amar a papa shiparin v'ravin aleha. Right, that's the makar for puravu, and therefore that's why it's called a purya. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, once we're talking about it, I'll throw one more in. Af anu nomar islandus. Islandus, where does the word islandus come from? A woman who cannot have children. Duchranis delo yalda. Islandus is from like the word isle. Like a ram delo yalda that cannot have children. She is like a male in that sense. What is the I think Mara something various times talks about the different words. There, obviously, if we sit on it, we could come up with reasons. Purya, parin, v'ravin, aleha. Read all. Everything is l'shem shemayim. Everything is right. We turn over the beds by avelus because it's the selam alokim was pushed aside as we mentioned. So again, there's messages. If we the Ben Yoyada talks a little bit about it. I didn't bring it, but I saw he talks a little bit about these words. Okay, next Mishnah. Masdisah, as we said on Daf Tes, we can spend a few months on. So Daf Yud Aleph is also one of those Dafim that we can spend a while on. We're not going to spend too much time, even though we don't have a tefillah that's going to cut me off today. But we can spend the rest of the year on it. Right, but we got to... Right, Higi Azman Kriya Slichas Shel Boker. Okay, says the Mishnah. Hagioris Vashvuyeh Vashivcha. A Gioris, a convert, Vashvuya, a captured woman, Vahashivcha, and a Shivcha, a maidservant, Shenifdu Vishinas Gairu Vishinishtakaru. They were respectively redeemed, converted, freed, Pchusos Bibroshal Shalom Yomechad. If all of these actions happened to them before they were 3 years of age, Ksubasa and Masayim, their Ksuba is still 200. As we said in the previous Mishnah, a Basula gets 200 and Almana gets 100 as their Iker Ksuba. Later on, there's a concept called Tosefes Ksuba, which we're not talking about now. At least minimum, it is 200 and 100. So these women, because they were, even though there's a Chshash that they were Nivellas, that something happened to them, but when she was a Goya, when she was a Shvuya, when she was a Shivcha, but because they were redeemed, all these things happened before they were 3 years old, we assume, the medical Chazal assumed that at that time, that if anything happened before 3 years old, it would grow back. The Psulim would grow back, and therefore, even if something happened, it would grow back, and therefore, Ksubasa Masayim, their Chazak is that there's a, their Psula, their Ksub is 200, the Yeshla and Titus Psulim, and the husband who marries them afterwards would be able to be towing Psulim, because he should, he has the right to assume that she is a Psula. So just, first the language of the Mishnah. I have a couple of questions. Number one, all of them talk about, call them by their previous state. A Shvuya, a captured woman that was redeemed. A Shivcha that was freed. So what should it say? Ha Nachris Shenizgaira. Ha Gyoris Shenizgaira? So you, what do you mean, Nizgaira? You were Gyoris. Okay, Gerish and Iskayer. So what? But here you have two others that are, you want to be parallel. Oh, so maybe it's based on, that's what the Ritva says, maybe it's based on the Isra of Bala Losonu. You're not allowed to take advantage, remind a convert of his previous state. Says the Ritva, that's why it says Gioris. The Kivish, Akvarnas Gaira, Lo Boy, Lamikre, B'Shem, Shel Giyush, Ignai. It's a Gnai, and it's Isra, so that's why you don't want to call it that. Question one on the language. The other question is, which pops out, and that is the order. Why is the order changed? Right? It's the convert, a shvuya, a shivcha. So either you got to go straight, it's ABC, ABC, or sometimes the Gemara says, once we're talking about this, we'll go backwards. Like the first daf and shas, daf beis. We start talking about kriyas shel arvis, then shel shachris, then shel shachris, then shel arvis. Okay, ABBA. That's also a pattern. But what do you have here? You have ABC, and then you have CAB. Right? So what's that? Right, so the verbs don't match up with the nouns. So says the Ritva again, it's teaching me something. Yesh Lomar, first it says Gioris, because she's the best one. Gioris, she came under Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. Unbelievable, can't get better than that. Yesh Lomar, to be Korak, Tony Lufav Chashivusayu, to Gioris Chavivale, Shenichos Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. But after that, after you talk about the people, now we're talking about which is the most pressing. Which is the most pressing that you have to do as soon as you can. Ah, Pidyon Shvuyim. So that's why the verb that's first used is the sheniftu. And then it says giores, because she comes before. If you have two things to, depends on two things to do, to be megayer somebody, to be mishachar somebody, do giores first. So that's why the verbs are switched. V'tam nachon yish b'dover v'kal lohavin. Says the Ritva, that's what I think is the reasons for the reading of the Mishnah. Oh, there is a important Yerushalmi on this Mishnah. Again, the Yerushalmi is quoted in many different places, but it's here. Here's the place where the Yerushalmi is on the Mishnah. And that is, let's say, something happens to a woman's Basulim, and she's three years already and ten days. And she had her three-year birthday a few days ago, and she's 3 years old, and then something happens, she has an accident. And then Bezin decides, let's add on another Adar. So now she's not 3 years anymore. So Yerushalmi says, her Basulim have the halacha that they grew back. Even though she was over 3, now she's less than 3, that's the halacha. A woman's body, says Yerushalmi, is based on the calendar. It's based on the calendar. Teva, we had a Chassam Sofer about this a few months ago. Teva is kafuf to the calendar. And that's why this is used in Hilchas Nida. Why is there something called the Vesas HaChodesh? Vesas HaChodesh. We know there are different Vestas. Times we have to, the probability of a woman having dam. Okay, so Vestas HaFlaga, 28 day cycles, 31 day cycles. That we understand. There's something physical that every 31 days. But the fourth day of every month on the lunar, on the Hebrew calendar, so Dalet Iyar. So what does that have to do with Dalet Sivan? What does it have to do with? Sometimes it's 29 days in between, sometimes it's 30 days in between. Ah, no, that's the point. The Shach quotes this Yerushalmi, maybe there in Hilchas Nida. Because Teva is Kafuf to halacha, and once Chazal determined to change the calendar, then we say the halacha kicks in of Prusa Mibaskim Lashana. But that Yerushalmi is right here on this Mishnah. It says, "Bashal Shana v'Yamecha v'Nimloch and Bezdin la'aber Hashana habusulecha chozrin v'Yamlav aims v'lecha chozrin." Right? They could determine. They could determine. That's Yerushalmi discussed in Hilchas Nida. Okay, Gemara. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna's famous line. Ger katon matbilen oso adas bezdin. So let's first read the six lines, and then we'll talk about it. Amar Rav Huna. So ger katon, a child who is converting, matbilen oso adas bezdin, where matbil him adas bezdin. Right, bezdin puts him in the mikvah. Where are his parents? Where are his parents? So Rashi says that, first Rashi, he has no father and his mother's bringing him. Unclear, is his mother converting too? Unclear. Some Rishonim say, it sounds like from Rashi, not. His mother's bringing him to get converted. Why does Rashi say he has no father? The Tosfos Rit says he has no parents. The Tosfos Rit says he has no parents. Why does Rashi say he has a father, his mother's bringing him? So the Sharam Sarana Balacha here quotes, I'm not sure who the source is, he quotes a source, the Darke Chesvav Shin, that says, the Divrei Rashi kan nitosfu al yidei asanzur, bimei habinayim, kadei shelo yomru shahayehudim chotfin yaldehem, umagayrim osam balkarcham. This was an edited from the, taken out, this Rashi, because he didn't want Rashi might have held like the Tosfos Rit and Rov Rishonim, who say, no parents, and the Jews, Bezin's taken him, and it might have looked a little fishy that Jews are trying to missionize, Jews are trying to get these homeless children, babies found, and we're going to try to take them under our religion. So that's why this source suggests that Rashi was edited. And that's why he says, ain't lo av, but his mother's coming. Rov Rishonim say, there are no parents. That's the Pashas of the Gemara. Best is involved because there are no parents here. Yeah.
So Rashi's very difficult because if the mother's Jewish, she's Jewish.
Right, if the mother's Jewish, she's Jewish. And if the mother's a guy, why would she, right, bring to convert? And if she's Jewish, and if the mother's also converting, that's later on in the Gemara. Right. So Mimanashach is very difficult. Sarachian. So that's why maybe this came up.
If he was adopted.
What do you mean? The guys.
No.
Right, so that's what the Rov Rishonim say. We're talking about that kind of case. They found the child. No parents around. So why does Rashi Dafka stick in that the mother's bringing him? The mother, non-Jewish mother. So that's why this suggestion was made. Yeah.
Could a person marry a Gioris that's under 12?
Could a person marry a Gioris that's under 12? Meaning you're talking about the Mishnah?
Yeah, because then she could technically switch her status.
What do you mean switch her status? I don't know anything yet. You know this from yeshiva days. I didn't get to 10 lines from now yet. What do you mean, switch her status? When could she switch her status?
At 12,
she can decide not to be... Who says that? At 12 years old. That's Rav Yosef. We're not there yet. Let's wait for Rav Yosef. Then you ask your question. You remember from the yeshiva, right? Or from the womb. One of the two. What of the two? Okay. So says Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Gerkam abidros adas bezdin, a gerkatan, we put in the mikvah adas bezdin. My kamashla, says the Gemara, what's the chiddush of Rav Huna's statement? That Bezdin is allowed to put a child to become Jewish into the mikvah. Why? What? Isn't it obvious? Why? Because we already know, zchusulo, it's a zchus to become Jewish. There's no greater zchus. V'zachan l'adam shalom b'fanav. And that's the chiddush of Yosef, that it's a zchus to become Jewish, and we're mizache, and we merit somebody on behalf of somebody, shalom b'fanav, and it's considered shalom b'fanav because this child is alav bardas. Tanina, but we already know that principle. Zachal adam shalom b'fanav, ein chav adam shalom b'fanav. You're only allowed to be zocha on behalf of somebody if they're not there, but you're not allowed to obligate somebody if they're not there. Question mark. So we already know, if all Rav Huna is coming to tell me is that it's a zchus to be Jewish, and zachal adam shalom b'fanav, we already know that. So the Gemara says no. Mahu detema, you're right, we know Zachal Adam Shalom B'fanav. But I might have thought that this isn't a schus. Mahu detema, Ovid Kochavim Behef Kera Nichalei. A non-Jew would rather stay a non-Jew. Behef Kera Nichalei, Hef Keras. He has less obligations, less limitations. He's a lot more free to do what he wants. Ta'kai Malon De Eved Vade Behef Kera Nichalei. Because it applies by an Eved, so I might have thought that applies to all Umos Ha'olam. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush of Rav Huna. The Hani Mili, when do we say that he'd rather be Behef Kerus Gadol? The Tom Tom De Isura. He's already been in that world. He already has the Tam Ha'iser, so to give that up is very difficult. Aval Katan Schusulo. But by a Katan Schusulo, once you have to, it's much more difficult to give it up. So one of my Chavirim in Yeshiva said that he read a study recently that they had two groups of people. One group of people, they said, how much would you pay for this cup of coffee? How much would you pay for this cup of coffee? It was $2. Be $2. Fine, $2. They went to the other group. They all gave him coffee. How much would you pay for me not to take that away from you? They all said $4. When you already have something, it's much more. You already have it. You'd rather give it up less. That's here. Befkir, once you have it, Befkir Nichle. You don't have it yet, then it's less of a standard. So not exactly, but it's a mush. Okay, so Kamash Malan, that is the Chiddush of Rafuna. Okay, so these lines are the most packed of the whole daf. So we'll spend a few minutes on these lines, and then we will continue. Okay, first, it says, Matbilon Oso Adas Bezdin. So, don't they have to do more things than Tefillah? What about Mila? Why doesn't the Rafuna talk about Mila? Just as you put him in the mikvah, we know Mila, Tefillah, and Kabbalah's Mitzvahs usually have to do with Ger Katan. So Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, we're going to have to talk about. He's a child. So what about Mila? So the Rashba says, where's Mila? So he gives three answers. The Rashba says, number one, maybe you want to say, he wants to give a statement that applies to men and women. Men and women. So Mila, men and women, number one. Number two, maybe because Tefillah is the Gemar Malachto. Why? Mol b'lo tavok ilo lo mol. You got to do tefillah the final stage. So of course they did tefillah beforehand, but tefillah number two, number three, he says it's a chiddush by tefillah. Why? By mila, the effects of the mila are permanent. It stays with him for the rest of his life. So as Josh alluded to before, every single day it's here. So obviously that would be able to, as we'll see, as he continues in this way, every second that he continues to be Jewish, we see the effects of the Mila. But you might say, why should a tefillah now work for later? Why should a tefillah now be meaningful at all? You might have said, no, the Mila now can be meaningful later because he's still a maho later. Tefillah, you might have said, no, this is meaningless now. He's a child, he has no rutzo now, he's a labardas. Kiman shikirusu masupak. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush. That's why Dafke says Tefillah more than Mila. So that's why Mila's not there. Rashba has three answers. What about Kabbalah's Mitzvos? Where's the Kabbalah's Mitzvos? So this is a big Chiddush. The Ritva says, Kabbalah's Mitzvos is not Ma'akev. Avagav deger ba'alma be'inan sheyudiyu kalos ha'chamuros ha'hu la'mitzvah ve'eno la'akev. V'hachad la'bar hodahu eino ma'akev. It's not Ma'akev. So what is he? He doesn't know what he's getting to. So does it mean beferish? Meaning as long as he knows about it, but he doesn't have to beferish accept it. That's a big discussion in the postgame because the Gemara doesn't mention it. And the Gemara in Yevamis that we had said, what do you need for Geirus? Mila, Tevila, and Hartzos Adam. That means getting a bris and mikvah and a karbon. What's left out? Where's Kabbalah's Mitzvahs? There's a big discussion in the postgame. Where is the Kabbalah's Mitzvahs? Obviously, you need something. If he doesn't know anything about the mitzvos, we have to let him know. The question is, does he have to accept the b'shas maisa, or if he's going through the other parts of the process, we assume that he's accepting. In general, if we know that he's not accepting, then it's nothing. But, you know, in this case, it must be different. Well, the Befarshim explained, this case must be different because he is a katan. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Moshe has a tshuva where he... Again, this issue, just to mention, I didn't bring you tshuvas related to this point. I'll give you a different one. But all the issues of, is it, right, the Gemara assumes that it's a schus to be Jewish. But what about if you know this person is not going to be a Shomer Torah or Mitzvahs? So is it a schus to be Jewish? Right now we can eat treif. You megayer him, it's not a schus anymore. Now he's chayiv malchus. So is that really a schus? So that's a big discussion in the adoption issue cases and the conversion cases. So if they're there, so then they're accepting it. That's not a case of zachin. But in child geirus cases, then this is a serious issue because if they're going to go to a firm home, okay, call it a schus. But if not, is it by definition a schus, or is it only if you know that they're going to keep mitzvahs? Rav Moshe has a tshuva about a similar case. Beger, what about a regular ger that there's an anan sadi that he's just saying that he's accepting it, but he's really not? What if you know this guy is just saying it? Fine, the Gemara says, wrong motivations are okay. Meaning, let's say somebody's getting converted because he wants to get married to this girl who says, I can't marry you unless you're Jewish. So he converts for the wrong reasons, but as long as he has a full, real acceptance, even if the motivation's bad, we paskin that it's converted. But says Rav Moshe, in a little tshuva, in Yoredeya Aleph Kufnun Zayin, it's from Tuf Reish Peites, early of the century, in Luban, so Moshe says it's obviously nothing. So this is my father, David Feinstein, right? That if somebody says it, if you know for sure that it's meaningless and they don't mean it, they're not Jewish. And then Moshe says, I don't know what these rabbis are doing. What are they bringing these Jews to Klal Yisrael who aren't going to be Jewish, not going to be a light for us. They're not going to be a great part of our nations. First of all, I don't think they're Jewish. Even Lashita Sam, what are they gaining? So that's for Moshe. But again, this is a part of the big issue about how automatic is it for it to be a schus. Yeah, Alex. If a guy wants to convert, we try to dissuade him to make sure that he's seriously committed. That's why. To make sure he's seriously committed, we have to try to dissuade him. That's what the Gemara says. We want to benefit him, but it's not going to be a benefit unless he's serious about his commitment. That's part of the. If you're not committed, then we think that that's not a true. It's only going to be a true benefit if you're really committed to take the package. So Zachal Adem Shlo B'Fanav is usually Dini Mominus, but here's an amazing application of it. Here's an application of changing his status.
So we're actually doing it to him. The parallel example would be if I would take the guy's hand, but it's as if he's not here.
Right? Because he's a cotton, a lab bardas. But that's the chiddush of Rav Huna, that this is a schus. This is a schus. He's not here. It's as if he's somewhere else. But we are changing his status. It happens to be. We do that by dunking him in the mikvah. But so what?
If you took a cotton,
a cotton can be coded for himself, according to the summary shown him.
If the cotton does the nice kinyan, he is being coded for himself.
He's nice kinyan, but here there's no kinyan, you're right. It's a zchiyah. It's a change of status. He's not acquiring anything.
He's doing the maisa.
No, if he jumps into the mikvah by himself, it's nothing. It's bezdin. Bezdin is doing the maisa. Bezdin is being megayer him. He can't just do it himself. If a person jumps into the mikvah, I'm becoming Jewish, right? And then Bezdin has to be involved. Yeah. What by that shuva was a gadol? That shuva was a gadol. Maskana here is you don't say, but there he's there. The chiddush of that shuva is that he's saying, I accept all mitzvahs. Okay. There is an important Rashi to point out now, and we'll get back to it in a minute. Let's do the Rashi after. Tosfos here. Big Tosfos here. Important Tosfos. Tosfos discusses the sugya of Zechiyah mitam shlichus and lav mitam shlichus. We discussed this two years ago in Sechas Kedushin. And that is, we know there's a concept called being a shliach. Please do this for me, and I appoint you to be a shliach. We know there's a concept of zachin. Zachal Amshel B'fanav. On behalf of you, I do something. Is there a connection between those two concepts? Is zechiyah really a kind of shlichus? Just without an appointment? Or not? I'm your shliach. You didn't tell me to, but this is good for you, and I'm your shliach. That is a major machlokas. Rashi and Tosfos all over Shas say zechiyah is mitam shlichus. And the Ran. The Chachmei Svara, the Rashba, the Ritva, they all say zechiyah is la mitam shlichus. The Ran is the only one that changes teams here. Right, Rashi and Tosfos and the Ran say all over, Zechiyah is mitam shlichus. The Tosfos asks, Zechiyah is mitam shlichus. They're connected. A cotton can't be a shliach. It's a labar shlichus. He can't appoint a shliach. So how could you say anything? Any of this is working? We're saying he's a Jew based on Zechiyah, but Zechiyah is connected to shlichus, and a cotton is excluded from the parsha of shlichus. So how could this whole thing get off the ground? 2 days in Tosus. The first day is unbelievable. He's a Jew midrabanan. Here's such a thing. That's Tosus says. Tosus says, seventh skinny line, v'nira l'rita hachanami d'zachin lo midrabanan. Drabanan. Ask Tosus, how can he marry a Jewish girl then? Says Tosus, yesh koach b'yad chachamim lakar davar min haTorah. He's a Jew midrabanan until he becomes a gadol, as we'll see, and accepts by himself. But there is such a thing as a ger midrabanan. That's what Tosfos says, and based on Yesh Koach B'Yad Chachamim, that they are able to give him this power, b'kum va'aseh. According to that sheet, it's not just Sheva Altas, it's kum va'aseh. Tosfos, day of one. The second day of Tosfos, all the way at the end of Tosfos, another chiddush. Even if you say, usually Zechiyah and Shlichus are connected, and a cotton is excluded from Shlichus, but if you have a schus of becoming a Jew, even somebody who's excluded from shlichus could have that zechiyah, midoraisa. That type of schus is a different type of schus than any other schus in the world. Those are the last two lines of Tosus. Avol hachash schus gomer hu, Yesh lo shlichus. Even if you say Zechiah is connected to shlichus and he's excluded from shlichus because of the schus of becoming a Jew, Tosfos says this katan can be included. Those are two days in Tosfos again, but this is the major sugya. This is one of the rayas. This Gemara is one of the major rayas for the camp of Zechiah lav mitam shlichus, because they say a katan is excluded from shlichus, but he's in Zechiah. Again, there are four or five Gemaras, each on different sides. And the Rishonim that are more difficult, each of the Gemaras have to explain them. So Rashi and Tosfos have to explain this Gemara. Where do you see, anything in Rashi here that seems to say Zechiah lav mitam shlichus, as he says elsewhere? So the Achronim point out an interesting Rashi. Look at Rashi al-Das Bezdin, second skinny line, and then we'll continue. Shlosha yu b'tfilas u'kedin kol tfilas ger, chesvicham gimel. You have to have a Bezdin there. V'hei nasin lo'av, they act as his father, v'harei hu ger al yudayan, and he's a ger. And then Rashi adds, Umaga oba yayin kasher. And therefore, because he's Jewish, if he touches wine, he doesn't make a yayin esach. That's the only thing you can think of. That's the only thing. That he's Jewish, and therefore we can drink his wine. How about he's Jewish and he has Kedushas Yisrael? How about he's Jewish and he could count for a minion? He touches yayin esach. So that's why some suggest this is Rashi l'shitaso. Rashi holds like that first day of Tosfos. This is Zechiah mitam shlichus. How can you say this is working? Ah, it's very limited. It's only Darabanan. It's only regarding a Darabanan din is he a Jew, meaning Yayin Nesach. That's why he picks that Dafka. Rav Yashiv here in his Aris say that he thinks Lav Dafka, it's not Mukha from Rashi. Rashi might hold this Daraisa, but maybe only certain dinim Darabanan might apply to that. Either way, he says it's not Mukha, but if it is, then it's Rashi Lashitasa. Okay, we'll continue. There's a lot more. Zechiah mitam shlichus, Lav mitam shlichus, what the Svaras are for that. I think we did that on a Tuesday night cheer a couple years ago, so if anybody wants more information, feel free to go there. Visit Xos, Simon Cafe. Yeah. Is there shlichus by a guy? Generally not. Generally, right, so the same, right, this is Ger Katan, right. Sorry? That was also a night cheer, shlichus la guy, right? How mufka is he? Okay, let's continue. Lema Misayaleh. Okay, so now we're let's try to see if our Mishnah is approved to Rav Huna. What did Rav Huna say? Get back to the Gemara. Rav Huna said, Ger Katan Mabilon Osol Das Bezin, you can put him in the mikvah. So let's say our Mishnah is approved. Hagate Gioris Vashvi Vashivcha. Shin Niftu Vishinaskari Vishinishtacharu. Bechusas Vibaroshol Shalom Yomechad. All these three people that converted and got redeemed, etc., less than three. So, my love, what's the case in the Mishnah? Converted less than 3 years old. So Datlino Das Bezdin, must that be talking about maybe a case where Bezdin does it, and therefore doesn't this prove that there is such a concept? So where it says low, Pachamai Eskina Begershin Eskarabanav Vodosavimo. Maybe we're talking about a family that converted. Who says that we're talking about a child that didn't have parents there? A family that converted. The Nicha Luhuba my Dabravuhon. And the schus is a schus for him to stay with his parents. Nothing to do with the schus of being Jewish. No riot to Rav Huna. Special schus if it says he's with his parents, so therefore that is the schus. Period. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says now, this Josh, this is what you were referring to before. Higdilu yecholin limchos. Rav Huna said statement one. Rav Yosef now says statement two. Once the even though Bezin can do this, once the child becomes of age, becomes a gedola, she can retract, she can be mocha and say, I don't want to be Jewish, I'm going back to not being Jewish. Higdilu yicholun limchos, and the whole thing is uprooted. Rashi says this applies to whether she became a ger with Bezdin or with her parents. Even if she became a ger with her parents, says Rashi, afilu mavian. Also, once the katan comes of age, they could choose not to revert back to becoming not Jewish. The Rif is unclear exactly his shita. There are Rishonim. The Ramban assumes that the Rif says that the only time she could go back is only if her father, she converted with her father, but if Bezin did it, it's permanent. So there are Rishonim that might say, once Bezin does it, she can't be Mocha. But the Pasha is, let's go with Rashi, that Higdila Yichol Limchos, that she can retract. Esve Abaya. Abaya, so now we have two questions on Rav Yosef's statement. Abaya asks one question, and Rava asks a different question. And we're going to ask afterwards, why do each of them not ask the other one's question? But let's first see each of their questions. So Abaya asks from our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, in all these cases where they came back to the fold less than three ksubas amasayim, the ksubas is 200. If you want to say that when they come of age, they can go become not Jewish again, We're going to give her a full ksuba and then she's just going to go and forget the whole thing? Forget Yadus? Is that really appropriate? So the Gemara says, you're right. Our Mishnah, there's no kasha because the chigava. Maybe our Mishnah is talking about a case that she gets a ksuba when she becomes of age and didn't retract. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? L'chigad l'nami m'machi v'nafka. Whenever she gets it, maybe tomorrow she's going to retract. So the Gemara says, no. Kiva shekdila sha achas lo michta shuvin yichol limchos. She can't go on forever. She's 42 years old. And now I want to retract. No. It's only right away. Sha achas, right away, if she then says, I'm not interested, so then she can do it. But once she accepts it and she becomes a gdola, she can't be mocha anymore. And that's what the Mishnah was talking about when we give her the ksuba. The Tosfos Yeshanim here asks exactly when is she able to be mocha? When she's a ktana, up until she's a gdola, up until that second, she's not at the age yet. And once she's a gdola, we have paskin at that very second that at me'es la'es when she was born, like when exactly can she be mocha? So Tosfos Yeshanim says no. V'tirtzu she is chila b'sofi me'kanusa linhog min habgayim. We know how she can be mocha if she already starts throwing it away when she's a ketana, when she's becoming 12. V'cheinaga kama yamim ad shevade gadzla. Definitely before she became a gadola, she was already acting this way, and then she continues this way when she's a gadola. So then memela barur shebishas gadlusa michta alageris. So that's the way it works. It's not that at one moment, second in time is magic. No, it's she started it when she was younger, and then she continued. That shows us that she is being mocha. So that was a bias kasha from our Mishnah, and the answer.
So what happens if the child was converted when he or she was three?
They find out.
No, they didn't find out. They know. They decided.
Too late. If it's age 20, it's too late. If they only find out at age 20. I remember when I was in yeshiva, there was a story of a guy who was 18, 19 years old, that found out, something like that he was adopted, and he was, he was nitbal at the time. Imagine being 18, 19 years old. What a, right? Okay, you want to not be Jewish? Does he have a choice? I remember he went to a bunch of poskim and asked, what should I do? Right? I mean, what did he say? It's a schus to be Jewish. I think he stayed. Again, I think it was a true story. It was going on at the time. But again, think about it. It's an amazing question. Let's say a person finds out when they're a gadol. You know, they're all over Hashem. Maybe, am I supposed to only serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with 7 mitzvahs or with 613? So if you've been doing it all this time, only if you knew about it. But you can't just change your mind later. Only if they did, that was only if they didn't know about it. Right, they're still fully Jewish. Consider Yisrael Mumar. Consider a heretic. They're still Jewish.
Do they have to come forward or are they supposed to be asked?
Do they have to come forward? It's supposed to be asked. Meaning, do you have to ask them? I think that's a discussion in the poskim. Meaning, in any of these adoption cases, right? Do you have to let them know? That's, I think, a discussion in the poskim, whether it's advised or not advised. And you can see both sides of it. On a social level and on a halachic level. Okay, Masav Rava. Rava says, I have a different question on Rav Yosef. Not from our Mishnah, but from the Mishnah later on at the beginning of the third parak, the beginning of Eilon Aharos, Chavtas. Eilon Aharos Yishlam Knas. The following Na'aros have a Knas. We know that if a man is Mefate, seduces a Na'ara, he has to pay her a Knas. So the following women have to get the Knas. Haba al Mamzeres, Viala Nasina, on somebody from a. Right, who's a Nasin, Vala Kusis, Vala Gioris, Vala Shuri, Vala Shivcha, She Niftu, She Nesgar, She Nestachru, B'chusli, Vala Shalosh, Anav Yamechud. Yesh Lohan Knas. All these women have a Knas. So the ones that are important for us now are the last group. All these people who got converted and redeemed, etc., less than three. So we assume they're Psula. So Gemara asks the same question. V'amr Higdilu Yichol Limchos. If we say that they're going to be able to retract, Yavino Laknas, the Ozla V'Achla B'Giyusa, we're going to pay them the Chamishim Kasef, and then they're going to go off and become give up their Judaism? Is that appropriate? So again, the Gemara says, no, L'chi Gadla just means this is what happened when they were younger, but we're talking about when they got older. L'chi Gadla Nami Ma'achim Avka. Aye, when they get older, won't they do it also? And the Gemara says again, no. Kivan Sheikdil Shah'achas, Lo Michto Shuven Yichol Limchos. No, once they got older and they didn't renege, so then they can never renege again. Period. So we have the parallel questions of Rav Yosef and Rava. Rav Yosef asks it from our Mishnah, Ksuba, and Rava asks it from the later Mishnah, Knas. So that's what the Gemara ends off now. Why didn't each of them ask the other question? Abaya lo amar karava, why didn't Abaya ask from Rava's context of Knas Hasam Knasa. Hainu Taima Shelo Yecholti Niskar. No. You know why he didn't ask it from there? Because he could say, you know what? Even if it doesn't bother him that we're going to give a knas to one of these women who are going to go off, because the point there is the payer, not the recipient. We don't want the choti to be niskar, or just because he picked this woman, he's not going to have to pay. So the focus is the payer. So that's why we're not bothered, even if she would be able to walk. Rava lo amar kabaya. Rava asked from over there, but not from our Mishnah. Why? Ksuba haynu taima shloti kalabena votsia. Even if we're worried that she might walk and become not Jewish, but still, at the time we want to give teeth to the marriage, and therefore we wanted to have a ksuba, so that he doesn't feel easy that he could divorce her in an easy fashion. Okay, that was the sugya of Ger Katan. Again, there's more, but we will now continue. Says the Mishnah. Hagadol shabala ktana v'katan shabala gadola u'muchazetz. Three cases. A gadol, this would mean a regular gadol, male shabala ktana, less than three. The katan shabala gdola, again, this doesn't mean that this would actually happen. I'm just talking about the halacha. The katan shabala gdola, and a katan that is with a gdola. Katan here means 9 years old. Umuchas eitz, less than nine. Umuchas eitz, or somebody who gets an injury, a piece of wood. A woman got some type of injury which caused her to lose her psulim. In all these cases, ksubasan masayim, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says in all three of these cases, the woman still gets a ksuba of 200. Mukhas eitz, she's not a psula anymore. Or at least physically, she's not a psula. And yet Rabbi Meir holds, the ksuba is still 200. And the first two cases also, l'chora, there's not even a maisabia there. Might even my sabia this, therefore a mayor says that in all these cases the ksuba is still 200. The chachamim pashtus only argue on the last case. Gemara is going to talk about it. Chachamim omrim mukhatzeit subasan mana. No, chachamim say no. Mukhatzeit, she had an injury. She's not a psula. Doesn't get 200. 100. They argue on the last case. A. B. Yeah.
I'm not sure what the point of the ksuba is. Is the ksuba to make it hard for me? We just said a minute ago that the ksuba is to make it hard for him to leave. So what's the difference? What her status is,
right?
Why should the dollar amount be different? If we want him not to leave, right, why should we make it easier for him to leave in one case? Or
right.
Not
good question. Why should there be a difference in dollar amount if it's all about preventing her from leaving? Again, there is a machlokas we had this morning about ksuba d'araisa, ksuba d'rabanan. But Chazal were misakein, I think even the 100 will deter him. Even the 100 will deter him from leaving. Any type of payment. It just makes him think that I'm going to have to pay something before I divorce. The extra for a psula is just that it's a first time marriage. There's a special, we spoke of before, that the psulim is an asset to the woman. So that's why she gets more. But even 100 would be a deterrent. Continuing the Mishnah, Besula Almana Grusha Vachalusa Nisuin. Let's say a woman is a Besula, but she had Nisuin before. Her husband, Rachman al-Islam, died after Chuppah, before they got to live together. Almana, or she was divorced, or Chalutza, Ksubasan Mana. But then once she's a Nisua, even if we know she's a Besula, still her Ksuba is 100, because once she's Nichnas al-Chuppah, her Chazaka changes, she becomes a Cheskas Be'ula. They ain't lantain as Besulim. And also, they can't tie in a Besulim, because once she's a Nisua, then the Chazakas change. Hagiyaras Vashui Vashivcha, and this is the contrast to the previous Mishnah. Shenithu, Vashinizgar, Vashinishtachru, Yisayras Abrashol Shalom Yamechad. If a woman converts above three, or gets redeemed above three, or gets freed, Ksubasan Mana, Valentine's Besulim. Again, they lose their Cheskas Besula, and the second husband cannot claim she wasn't a Besula, because you have to assume that she is not a Besula. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Kana Bala Gadola Asa Mukatzeis. Rav says, machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about the case of Katan Haba'al HaGadola. The Mishnah discussed it. Now Rav and Shmuel are going to have a machlokas. Katan that's with a Gadola, that has the status of Mukatzeit, says Rav. There is something accomplished there, a Katan and a Gadola, and therefore she has the halacha of Mukatzeit. Ki Amrise Kami to Shmuel. When Shmuel heard this, that Rav said, Amar, he says, no, ain't Mukatzeit Bebasar, no. Katan with a gedola is not a mukatzeit, it's nothing. Katan with a gedola is nothing, and therefore her ksuba is still 200. Some say it wasn't that Rav was quoted and Shmuel responded, but it was just an explicit machlokas. Katan abala gedola, Rav amar asa mukatzeit, Shmuel amar ein mukatzeit bebasar. So we have a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel whether katan haba al gedola is the same as mukatzeit or not. That's the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says that it is the same as mukas eitz, and Shmuel says, no, the difference. Mukas eitz is not a psul anymore, but kana bogdola is nothing. Masav Rav Oshia, so Rav Oshia says, 1 minute, we have a kasha from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, as we said, says, Kadol Shebalak Tana. Vakatan Abalakdola Umukaz Eitz, Ksubas and Masayan Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, in all these cases, the Ksubas 200, the Chacham Omer Mukaz Eitz, Ksubas and Mana. The Chacham only argue in the Mukaz Eitz case. So what do you see from the words of the Chachamim? They only argue in the Mukaz Eitz case and not in the Katan Abalakdola case. So obviously, there's a difference between the two cases. Raya to Shmuel, Kasha on Rav. Rav says there's no difference in the cases. If there's no difference, the Chachamim should have argued on both cases. Not just one out of three, but two out of three. The Gemara, Amar Rava, Rava says you're right. They really do argue on two out of three. This is how you have to understand the Mishnah. Hachi Kamar, Gadol Habala Ktana Vilo Klum. A Gadol who lives with a Ktana, that's nothing at all. De Pachos Mikan, Kenosin Etzba Ba'ayin Dami. Because that's nothing, that's like putting your finger in your eye and causing a tear to come out. There's going to be plenty of more tears that could come out. That's nothing significant. But katan habala gadola, what about a katan habala gadola? Asa mukas eitz. That has a status of mukas eitz. Umukas eitz gufa plukta ribi meir v'rabanan. That's how Rav would understand the Mishnah. That really, mukas eitz and katan habala gadola does have the same halacha. And that's a machlokas between ribi meir and the rabanan, what that halacha is. But that is how Rav would read the Mishnah. Between Eretz and Nisuin, so then there's no question of Znus, there is a question of, did he know about it? Which we're going to talk about. It's going to come up about when that happened. Right, I mean, if she says Mukhatez, or if we know, but we're going to have Mishnais later in the parak where she says I was Mukhatez, and he says, no, you aren't, you was Znus. We're going to have... Right. Right, if it was Katan Abal Gdola. Right, so in that case... So in that case, well, there's no question, what about Misada Gdola? But it's not considered a Maisa B in terms of making her a Basula. Right. If she's less than 9. The assumption is, 9 years old, only above 9, is there a Maisa B by a Katan. Okay, period. The Rashi here discusses, who do we Paskin like? So he says we Paskin like Shmuel. Why? Because the rule is, Hilchasa Kishmuel Bedine. Halacha is like Shmuel when it comes to Dini Maminus. So therefore, this is Dini Maminus, does she have a Ksuba or not? Therefore, we Paskin like Shmuel, and therefore, Mukat Eitz is not the same as Katan Abala Gadola. The Rush notes, though, even though this is not just a pure Dini Maminus, this is Isurin. This is Isurin. This is, the Rush notes, could this woman marry a Kohen Gadol? Could this woman marry a Kohen Gadol? Marry a Basula. So there are other ramifications besides Maminus, but says the Rush, because this Mishnah is put here in the context of how much the Ksuba is or not, it must be that the Gemara assumes this is a Maminus context, that's how it should be defined, and even though there are other Isurim ramifications, we still call it a Dini Maminus context in terms of who we Paskin like. Okay, that's the Rush's Ha'ar. Next. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama. So now we finished the Katan Abal Gdola case. Let's just talk plain about Mukat Eitz. Right, a woman who gets some kind of injury. Right, very halacha lemaisa. Let's see, a woman gets some kind of injury when she is younger. The halacha is, how much is her ksuba? Could you write Basula in the ksuba? That's a separate discussion. That might be an embarrassment question and other issues might come into play. But that's not halacha. We want to know in terms of how much the psula would be, how much the ksuba would be. So Amar Rabbi Bracham, machlokes. There's a machlokes in the Mishnah about it. Rabbi Meir says it's 200. The Chacham says it's 100. But when is that machlokes? So Rabbi Bracham says machlokes kishehikirba. The machlokes is only when the husband knew about it when they got married. That's when there's a machlokes how much her ksuba should be. So Rabbi Meir madami lo bogeres. Rabbi Meir compares Mukat Eitz to a bogeres. So bogeres is a woman, a girl, who is above 12, who the Gemara assumes as she ages, her basulim naturally fall away. But yet, bogeres gets a ksuba of 200, even though she might not have physical basulim yet. She's looking at so too Mukat Eitz. V'rabbanim madami lo be'ula. Rabbanim say, no, they compare Mukat Eitz to be'ula. But that's the machlokes only if the husband knew about it at the time of marriage. But if he didn't know about it, everybody agrees she gets nothing. If she did not volunteer the information, and he was under the assumption that she was a total basula, and she turned out to be a mukas eitz, says Rabbi Bar Chama, everybody agrees that she gets no ksuba. So before we talk about that, the Gemara talks about the Svaras. Rabbi Meir, my medami lo bogeres. According to Rabbi Meir, why does he say mukatz eitz is more like a bogeres than like a beula? So nedami lo beula. Why don't you compare it to the other way? So says Rabbi Meir, no, beula is avid b'maisa b'di adam. A beula, there was a maisa bia that happened to her. So that's why. That's different. Halo is avid b'maisa b'di adam. But bogeres and mukatz eitz both didn't have a maisa bia. So he put them together, and therefore their ksuba could both be 200. V'rabanan, what about the Rabbanan? Adamadami l'ba'ula nidve l'bogeres. Why do the Rabbanan compare mukatz eitz to a ba'ula and not to bogeres? So the Gemara says, no, bogeres lo zavid b'maisa klal. Bogeres is a natural course of events. Nothing happened. There was no external problem, external force. It was just a natural course of events. Ha is zavid b'maisa. But in this case of mukatz eitz, something was done, right? There was an accident. And therefore, That's why the ksuba is different. But as Rami Bar Chama said before, the Gemara is just repeating it. If the husband didn't know about that she was in mukatz eitz, she gets nothing. So Mazar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, no, there seems to be a Mishnah later on that's against that. He omeres mukatz eitz ani. So the Mishnah is later on in this parak have different cases of machlokas between the husband and the wife. She says, you're right. There was nothing said at the time of marriage, right? Konsastam. And then the first night he comes, the next day, she's out of psula. So she says, you're right, I was a mukatz eitz. Right, I had an injury. No, you were a b'ula. He's all upset. So who do you believe? So we're going to get into the discussions of Bari and Shema. But there are shitas there that say she is believed. She's believed that says she was a mukatz eitz. So what does she gain? Ask the Gemara, according to you, Rami Rachama, you just said if she was a mukatz eitz and he didn't know about it, she gets zero. So what do you mean she's na'menes? To get zero? Right, so it can't be that she gets nothing. What's she claiming? So Ella Amar Rava. So Rava says no. Rava argues on Rami Brachama. Bein hikir baba lo hikir bala Rameir Masayim. Rava says whether he knew about it or not, Rameir says 200. L'Rabbanan hikir baba mana lo hikir baba lo klum. According to the Rabbanan, it depends. If he knew about it, 100. If he didn't know about it, then it's a mekach tos and lo klum. So it's machlokes between Rami Brachama and Rava. But now the Gemara says v'hadebe Rava. Rava, by the way, was chozer bo on this shita. And we're not going to see, we're going to finish this line now, but we're not going to see he was chozer bo until three lines from the bottom. This is all one proof now for the next 12 lines. So Rava was chozer bo. What was he chozer bo? He was chozer bo from the second half of his statement. Okay, what did Rava say? Rabbi Meir says she gets 200, period. He knew about it, didn't know about it, she gets 200. The Chachamim, if he knew about it, 100. If he didn't know about it, zero. So what we're going to see is that Rava really holds, no matter what, according to the Rabbanan, you get 100. No matter what, according to the mayor, 200, that's going to stay the same. No matter what, according to the Rabbanan, you get 100. That's what's going to change. So let's now prove where you got that from. D'tanya. From the Braisa. Kesed osa shemra. The Gemara says later on, what is Mosi Shemra? There's an Issa Daraisa in the Torah. Or there's a parsha in the Torah of Mosi Shemra of exclaiming something false about a wife. A man comes to court and says to his father-in-law, your daughter was not a besula. If there were Aden that she was mazana during Erisin, she only gets a ksuba of 100. Says the Gemara, what? What do you mean? She was Aden, she was mazana? She's chayim misa. So okay, you're right. Hachi karma. This is what I meant to say. Im yesh edim shezinsa tachta beskila. You're right. If there were edim that she was mezana when she was in arusa, she gets skila. Zinsa meikara. If she know that she was mezana before erisin, yesh laksuba mana. Right before erisin. Therefore, she's not chayimisa. But he didn't know about it, so she still has a ksuba of mana. V'yomer v'chibar av and omer v'sheishes. So what did v'sheishes say? Zos omeris. What do you see from this case? That if she was mezana before erisin, so you see from here that if a man gets married thinking that his wife is a psula and it ends up that she was a beula, she still gets a ksuba of 100. Step one, Rav Shesha says, a woman who the husband thought was a psula and really turned out to be a beula, ksuba 100. Step two. Rav Nachman asked on this. Later on, it says a man marries a woman and does not find a psulim. He marries Bishara Sinan and Nasi. She says, after Erisin, I was raped. And therefore, it was not a Mekachtos. When we had Erisin, I was a psula. And therefore, my ksuba is full, 200. And I was an ones. So I'm still mutter to you. No problem. Tough luck. I'm sorry. No. Whatever happened to you was before Arison. And therefore, when we had Arison, you are in a Pzula. And therefore, it was a Mechatos. Bless the clown. You get nothing. So that's the question. That's step two. What's the question? In step one, we said if a man marries a woman thinking she's a Pzula and she turns out to be a Pzula, she gets 100. What did this Mishnah say? The man screaming, I owe you zero. Meaning, I thought you were a Pzula and you're not zero. So does she get 100 or zero? So it's a question. V'yomer lehu Rav Chiya bar Avin. And Rav Chiya bar Avin said, Efshar Rav Amrim, b'chol g'dol yadar yasvi, ki amr Rav Sheshes l'hashmaitza. Is it possible that all the g'dol yadar listened to Rav Sheshes and they knew this Mishnah? V'kashalu, this Mishnah must have bothered them. V'shani, and they must have thought the answer was, why isn't this Mishnah a problem? My mechatos nami mimasayim avaman isla. That mission never meant that I owe zero. It meant, hey, it's a mechatos, and therefore I only owe you 100. They obviously weren't bothered by Rav Sheshes' statement, because they understood that if you thought she was a psula, and she wasn't, she still gets 100, so no problem. V'yadam les l'klal, so what are you bothered by? You're saying, the Mishnah's akasha? No, it must be that you're wrong in your interpretation of the Mishnah. It must be that really he's saying, you are an psula, therefore I only owe you 100, not zero. The Amar Rava, but then Rava came along, our Rava, which is who we're interested in, and says, Mazaka Mosef, Shabaka Mosef. No, it is a good kasha. Mechatos Lagami Mashman. When somebody says Mechatos, it's obviously they're saying the whole thing is off, and therefore you owe zero. The El Akasha Hach, but so then the Mishnah's Akasha on Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, if you get married and think your wife's a Psula and she wasn't, 100, the Mishnah later on seems to say zero. Taris Vemahachi, so Rava says, really, this is what the first step one, the brisa from the original case, this is what that brisa should say. Im yesh eidim, she zitza tachta b'skila. If she was mezana after Arison, she gets skila. Zitza meikara velo klum. If she was mezana before Arison, she gets zero. Because, says Rava, if you think she's a psula and she's really a ba'ula, zero. But, this you have to add in, nimsas mukatz eitz. But if she was a mukatz eitz from beforehand, not a ba'ula, yesh laksuba mana. That's the case that she gets 100. In a mukatz eitz case. So now the Gemara finishes its statement. One second, didn't Rava just say before that according to the Rabbanan, if you didn't know about it, you get zero? If you knew about it, you get 100. If you didn't know about it, you get zero? That's the proof. He must have been Choserbo. That's the proof that Rava must have been Choserbo. And really, Rava holds, according to Remeir, no matter what, 200. According to the Rabbanan, no matter what, you get 100. Why would the Rabbanan say if you didn't know about it, you get the same amount? Tosas just notes that a person isn't as makpid on a mekach on a mukatz eitz taina than a beula taina. Beula taina, a person's very upset. Mukatz eitz taina, you can understand that still he would be willing to 100 because he didn't realize she had the accident. But if it was really an accident and that's the MS, then he wouldn't be upset, and that's why it doesn't change from hikirba to lo hikirba. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody should be zochet to a chesiva chesima tova. We should have a shnas of Limudat Torah together, a shnas that Mashiach comes, Be'ezus Hashem, very soon, and we're all studying, not just out there, but we're all in Yerushalayim together, being able to have shir in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, and being nana mizev HaShechina.